Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
I got to blow out an entire the other day.
What happened to your hair? More important.
I cut it.
It looks very, very sensible. It looks more like you when you run your fingers through it, like you're in.
I cut it. I think it's
yourself.
Better. I think it's better. This is it better that length.
Oh yeah, you're more.
No,
you're,
more, it's fixed.
You're more yourself, hey, when you're scruffy.
It was flattened.
Am I more myself?
You're more yourself now.
You were flattened there.
I was coming in the Curraline, and that's a great name for any road. The Curraline. We're millions of miles away
the
from
Proudstown Road. We had grown
the
up.
Proudstown Road. That's a great road for you.
I don't know. There isn't good. There's just good roads everywhere
around
Mayo.
Is the Ballinar Road a good road out to Knockmore?
It's all right. Yeah, I live on the main road, so
it's not, Larita.
It is a main road.
It's not the main road.
It's got lines in the middle of it.
Mm. So does Hector's forehead. It doesn't mean it's a road.
Do you have baby's eyes at night time? Do you have the cat's eyes?
It's a regional road.
Does it have cat's eyes?
Baby's eyes.
Cat's eyes.
We think you're Cambodia.
Yeah. We don't use baby's eyes.
Orphan's eyes. Does it have cat's eyes on it?
We don't use children in the making of our... No, of course it does. It's a main road.
It's not a main road.
It's a regional road.
Yes. Okay. Regional road.
Right, yeah.
The Curraline is the great road.
Oh my God.
Same thing.
Mayo people know the Curraline.
And the Curraline is the same road as the Knockmore Road to Ballina. That's a regional road.
That's tarmac on bog is the Curraline.
Curraline's a great road. Where's another good road?
I think technically it's called a regional road though. If you're looking at the Ordnance Survey map.
Would it be a secondary road or a tertiary road?
Miss County Council 2003.
I'm trying to become a councillor.
Another great road is the Long Mile Road. Not in Dublin, there's one in Cork. Out from, if you're leaving the city, heading past the statue of the two lads.
Heading past the Dunkettle Interchange.
Heading for Killarney, I think.
Oh, yes.
And they used to have drag racing there back in the day. Where fellas just put on skirts and run very fast.
What, through the road?
Drag racing.
Yeah. We used to...
Panty won all the medals.
Some... The roads of the day we used to do on iRadio, remember? Road of the day. Remember that?
No, it was darker than that, Hector. It was darker.
Do you remember
that?
Road of the day?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Do you want me to go dark? Well, tell the people how dark it got.
Was it writing on the back of the toilets and getting their numbers?
No. Oh, we did that.
No. God, now, we're not saying this is a good thing, but we're just saying it happened.
Do you remember the lads you rang?
We had a competition one time when we were working in iRadio, going the best roads to go drink driving on, and the fella that won it said he used to get steeped and take the car up to the Knock Airport and do donuts on the runway.
Those were the days.
That was safe. Yeah. That is a lovely. There's a lovely stretch, the old Mount Temple, Kilbeggan Road. So I was on the Curraline, which for anybody who's not from this part of the world is the main artery for Mayo people to reach the metropolis of Galway City.
Yes.
When you're on the Curraline,
South Mayo people.
Yeah. And the Curraline is a long stretch through bogland over the Corrib. And Saturday after...
Straight.
Boring.
Boggy, swampy, load of truck places.
Very dippy.
It can be dippy. That can be a little bit daunting, having a bad dip in a road.
Bad job.
And you get a bit of a... Oh.
Straight like a new nun at the Electric Picnic.
Meter of the body and soul. 2 a.m. So there was a truck in front of me about 150 yards.
There was a truck in front of me.
And rocks were hopping off the back of it.
No way.
Yeah. And I was dodging them. And I said, this isn't dangerous. And then all of a sudden, I fucking hit a rock. Well, I got... And then all of a sudden, the car didn't seem well at all. And then I just felt as if I was like, something's wrong. So I started slowing down. Oh, no. I pulled in on the hard shoulder and I looked.
No hard shoulder on the Curragh line, actually.
Yeah. No, I pulled in quickly. I looked behind, there was no car and there was nothing left in the front tyre. There was no air left in it. So I'm like, okay, top of the road, Curragh line, there's a bend going around to the top.
Do you not have the
run flats?
The ride hards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're the run flats.
No run flats, no.
Thanks for the ride hards for supporting us. No, and then I had to limp. Now, when you're limping along in a nice, in a powerful car, the traffic builds up really quickly on the Curragh line. And so all of a sudden, there was two cars behind me. Then there was four cars behind me. And I'm limping at 10 kilometres an hour.
Were you going into town or out of town?
I'm going up to the top of the Curragh line where I can pull in at a newsagent sort of.
But are you leaving Galway or coming into the city?
Going up to the into the city.
All right.
And next minute, there was about 14 cars behind me. And they're all trying to pass. And I feel like...
You'd better have a dead body in the back of the car driving that slow.
Pulling it along,
going, right, this is a Saturday. What the fuck? It's 1 o'clock in the day. I don't need this. Shane is texting going, will you get me a fucking rolling Sentra? And I'm going, what the fuck? And so I pulled in and then cars went by me and the faces of people. And then I looked at my tyre. It was fucked. And it's a 2135, which is a big tyre.
What does that mean?
It's a big tyre. And I know nobody has it. And I know.
Didn't you go driving off one time to some lad somewhere who did special things to your car?
He did, yeah.
I did, yeah, but I couldn't bring him. He's in Delvin. So I rang the boys in, I rang the boys in Mileage and...
Where?
Mileage.
Is that a factory or a parish?
Mileage Tyres, Ballybrit. I rang...
Are they a mobile job?
They're, and luckily, they close at 1 o'clock on a Saturday, 1:15. I rang the mobile, talking to Keith. And he said, Hector, what's that? Hector, are you all right? And I said, no, I'm not. Gone, need it, blowout, have to go to Clarny in a few hours' time. Can you help me? Okay, where are you? I'll get one of the young lads. A lad came from my Cullen. He looked about 16. He got out of the... He needed a baby seat to sit up in the van. His face was like a coal miner's child of Arthur Scargill. He had more black. You know he's into tyres when you see these guys. His hands are just black, soot everywhere. He's got this tracksuit on and an old jacket and a Yamaha jacket and he said, are you in trouble? And I said, you are like a fucking angel to me. So I started hugging him there left and I just said, please help me.
And you were on your way to one of your well-paid corporate gigs down in Killarney.
I had to pay
for the tyre.
I had to get to Clarny that night, but your man said, "Don't worry, Hector. I went up to the thing. We've got one of them here." And he took out the massive thing and he fixed it. And I got on the road, and it was just fucking great. But thanks be to God.
And the thing is, you're taking the drive for granted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you didn't know how vulnerable you were until you got clattered by a rock hopping off a truck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Wow. How was the gig?
Gig was good. All good down there.
Who was it for? Can you say?
Musgrave, Super Value, yeah.
Oh, no, you did that one ages ago.
No, I did Sentra.
Oh, you're a Super Value. All right.
I stay with the same family.
Or it's like Supermax and Papa John's.
Same family. And you know what I did the other night? I drove home and I did the exact same fucking thing.
Did you phone your friend?
I phoned him at Farron 4. And then this time he got me all the way to Kilgore. And by the way, Irish National Hunt Tips has got 4,000 new followers on his tips site. So he's magnificent. He's delighted. And he's still spreading. So to National Hunt Tips, he got me through the journey again.
So this time it was for Super Value.
Super Value.
Which are... They're bigger than Centres. Yes. Centres are local people, local shops for local people. Is that their thing? Yes. No, good real food, real people.
Centres, real food.
Are you trying to get a gig with them?
Centres, real food, real people, really quickly.
Real food, real quickly.
Real food, real people, really quickly, almost everywhere.
Oh, that's a bit not... That's
and then
not a great
Super
title.
Value is like almost on your left and your right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you have a good Super Value.
I'll tell you a queer one now. I was talking to a woman and she was handling vegetables. And she picked up this thing and she says, that looks like a widow's potato.
Mm.
Now, I had never heard that phrase before. And it wouldn't be in this lady's style to be filthy.
She wasn't trying to be filthy.
Yes, she was.
Is it a widow's memory?
She wasn't.
A widow's potato.
And what does she mean
by shriveled it? Little...
It was shaped like a sex toy.
Wow.
What?
It was shaped like a sex toy. It would have had a kind of a...
So you're standing at the vegetable aisle in Super Value and she says
I can't
to
tell you,
you
where she was. Cause it
and she, a random woman that you never met.
She's looking and she says, oh, that looks like a widow's potato.
How did you know she wasn't a woman that would be into sex things?
Never mind that. I'm just curious about that
What was it like, an aubergine?
So it had a peak, like a clitoral peak, a clitoral
fin. Like a vibrator. It was a vibrating potato, was it?
Was there clay on it, or was it clean?
It's not important.
No, but a widow's memory is a battered sausage. That's what the boys call it in Ezio's and Navan. Two widow's memories and two large fries.
But this looked like a thing that a woman would use to stimulate her clitoris. That's what I got taken aback by.
Wow. And she wasn't that type of woman at all.
I didn't think she was until she said, this is a widow's potato.
And did you ask her what it was meant?
No, I didn't, Rita, because I have manners.
How did you know then what she meant?
Because I wasn't asking, do you mean that top bit there is for fiddling with your clitoris?
Maybe she meant that's a brand of a type of potato that they
What were you
sold.
Doing in the Super Value?
Robin's.
You shouldn't be in next or near the vegetable area.
I don't know. I
you go down there and you hang out in the morning.
With the lads. Anyway, so I've decided to change my life in a very meaningless but direct way.
Right, well, we were on the way. Is there anything to do with passing you out on the way to here?
Yes.
What happened?
There was a fucking line of traffic coming out to Barna. I'd say a 10-mile tailback. And some owl lad, on a bicycle with... With you know these bicycles that have like bags on the
panniers.
Side?
Oh no, that's completely embarrassing.
Halfway out in the middle of the road,
it's tough work.
Basically in the middle of the road at
the
white line.
Like a fucking lunatic religion teacher.
And the traffic behind him.
I was like Stephen Roach coming up. I was like Stephen Roach up at Alpe d'Huez.
Did you know it was him?
No, I didn't. And then I passed him out, and I went, God, that looks a bit like Tommy. And I was like, no, it's not him.
The shape of his muscly back.
It was more of his beard that I was looking at.
The power
in the back.
Of the quads.
What was he wearing on the bike?
A full set of wet gear.
You've gone back to the world of the bike.
No, what I've decided is I'm going to get fit without doing any exercise.
Well, that's exercise.
No, but it's not exercise. I'm getting fit without doing any exercise.
No, that's your brain thinking that's not exercise. That is exercise.
I know it's exercise, Lisa, but it's not. I'm not signing up to a gym. I'm not committing to fucking 37 press-ups a day. I'm not putting on shorts and going running. I'm just, if I have to do stuff in my life...
You're walking or cycling?
Walking. And from now on in hotels, I will never use the lift.
Brilliant. How long do you think that's going to last?
It doesn't matter how long it's going to
how
last.
How long has it started?
With snidey pants.
How long is it on now?
Oh, you're such a disruptor.
One week. Have you done it a week?
When did you hop up on the bike for the first journey?
I did 20 kilometres last. What day is
it? He can't cycle in a straight line, that's for sure. He's a wobbler. He's a wobbler cycler.
Bad roads around Barna when you have a bike holding up all the BMWs.
For fuck's sake.
I've never felt more alive. Can you see it in my eyes?
Him and a Deliveroo cyclist.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I saw you when you came in.
Don't I look?
You look
lively,
invigorated,
and attractive. And if you wanted to, you could put your face into my beard, and you'd smell
what? Air,
rain.
Oh,
is there anything more attractive?
And turf.
Is there anything more attractive?
Smoke.
Of a man, the smell of a man's back.
Okay, I need to know more about this. When you got into
really
town,
attractive.
Where'd you park the bike?
It's
none of your business because he can't tell you that.
I know what you're like. I know what the Clare Galway Pass are like.
No.
But like,
I have a special lock.
Okay.
Special lock. It doesn't bend. It's made out of steel.
How long did it take you from Barna into town on the bike?
I asked him that too.
It took me half an hour to come back, which is quite slow because it's mainly uphill.
Have you many gears on the bike?
I have a lot of gears, but some of them aren't. Some of them are a bit clicky.
And Hector, it's a ladies' bicycle. You know, one of those ladies' cruisers. It's like a shopping bicycle.
It
has baskets on the side, not on the front.
Anyway, but isn't it a good thing to be doing? Because the doctor said a half hour of
it's rigorous.
Bigger. So you just, instead of, you're the great man for the gym, all you guys hang out together in your shorts and take showers together and you're lifting, looking at each other's muscles. I'm not into that. I'm into me life.
Cycling.
So I go to cycling and I go upstairs.
And you'll get weathered looking now because you'll be...
So attractive. Yeah. So attractive. I'd be all like if
wet and
oh, Larita
and Tommy,
you're giving me a horn for myself here.
What is it about the bike that you? What is it about the bike that you love?
On.
It reminds me of being a gossip.
Exactly, that's why I'm building one.
Yeah, but you know, being a
I could be a model. Do you know that George Clooney does an espresso
on my bike project?
The rubber.
You're not that photogenic, but I could do the photo shoot for the bicycle
on the different elements.
I could be like Beckham on the Nespresso ads, covered in me tats. I'd have the hands of Beckham and the face of Clooney, and I'd be on
Tommy
rubber me sideways.
Tommy would come along a Connemara road on his bike, and he'd have a bottle of Putchin, and he'd sit on the wall, and then he'd go.
And there'd be a French young one in tears in the field.
There's something about Putchin that's ingrained in the DNA of the soil of the land. And there's something about being on a bike. I've seen that before from somewhere.
Have you?
Yes.
Did you, now, you were, the people that made the documentary, what are they called again? Crossing the line. You're looking for the number. Are you having notions? Because that's very exciting, actually. Do you have notions?
Crossing the line.
So Crossing the Line are, they're a phenomenal documentary making company. And they've made some, it's mainly travel and wildlife. They did one of following nomadic shepherds in Iran. Like yes. fucking off the chart stuff. They've done amazing documentaries about nomadic people, about following animals, just yeah, stunning.
Yeah.
And they did the thing where I was travelling around the west of Ireland, and they had a great cameraman, and he was the fella that go climbed up the Skelligs at night to get the birds who come back. I mean, just no more than Roscoe. Patience, strength, perseverance,
talent,
tenacity, and fingery eyeball talent.
Yes.
You got to know when you see something, what finger to move.
Mm.
One of the greatest lessons my father ever told me.
Yeah,
Tom, it's all fingers and eyes. Fingers and eyes.
Great advice, Dad.
You keep her happy with the fingers and the eyes. And
can't go wrong.
Hand-eye coordination.
That's it. So you for me. So what's your notion?
I was looking for numbers, but I didn't ring. I rang and I didn't get through because he was away last week.
Busy.
I'd be talking to them boys next week.
Can you give us a hint of what you might be interested in?
Oh, I've always little seeds of ideas.
Can't be telling you.
I have a little seed of an idea for a lovely documentary series. I have many series. You know, I'm building a bike. I've told you that.
You're not building a bike. You're the dragon. The fella has come in saying, "Give us money for bicycles."
I'm looking at a few different things at the moment, but definitely.
Why don't you tell us, Hector?
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I don't know exactly what I'm looking at. But I
when
want
you run an idea.
I want to find an earthy, organic, of the land documentary making company that no will get it when I open my mouth.
They're going into your mouth.
Yes, because some production companies won't get it, but Crossing the Line will get it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's why I jigged your memory last week.
Yes.
And thanks for coming back to me on that.
Yeah.
Jigged it or jigged
But I have no, it's only ideas.
Where's your interest, Hector? When you say the land, is it this land?
Oh, it's the land of the west of the country.
What turns you on about it?
Oh, the fucking, listen, it's just so funny the people that fucking bump into me, come up to me. I feel like I'm a sponge of just fucking telepathy. This lad comes up to me at 1 a.m. in the Killarney Great Southern.
Now, do you go drinking after you do
no,
a show like that?
No. I actually wasn't. It was 12. I was getting in, going to my room to change, to get into the car, to ring Irish.
Put on your driving clothes.
Yeah, to my driving.
So you weren't sweaty in the waiting
room? Oh, I had the whole, I had a can of Red Bull. I had the Hungry Pear, Apple Pears, the two boys, the two twins, loaded there. Nuts. I had a 2 litre of water. I had a Whisper bar. I had three packets of.
And were you pulling into shit in the lay by near Limerick?
Did you have to stop off?
I just kept grazing. I don't care. It's a Whisper. Anyway, this guy comes up to me and goes, "Hector, could I get a photo? Big fan of the podcast. Love you as a podcast. Please, can I get a photo?" I said, "No problem." Young lad, red hair. Looked like he was the assistant manager of a fucking Super Value Loan through more. Do you know? Young, sprightly, 23, having a crack.
Dead in the eyes.
Yeah.
Mad for shopping.
Mad for aisles and mad for refrigeration.
Great for picking out.
Let's just say.
I love organising domestic cleaning products.
Yeah, hello, that back refrigerator is broken there now. Is that where it's Keith?
Yeah.
Is that Seamus?
We have a delivery coming in at 5 and the Polish fella to open the shop to take it.
Bring in them 6 tons of Ishka. So anyway, he comes up and he goes,
Ishka.
And he goes, "I'm the Lunar Man." I said, "What did you say to me?"
Oh, yeah.
He said, "I'm the Lunar Man that emailed you about two or three years." And I said, "You are not." I said, "You look at you, you look like a gidger who's in the Intercert. Come here to me." Big hug. I said, "Are you the Lunar Man?"
He was living on the island.
Yeah, he was on the island, right? And then he goes, "I'm the Lunar Man."
And what's he doing?
And I said, "What the fuck? Did you?" He said, "Yeah." And he said to me, "You know, the sparkling of the Atlantic Ocean and that." He said, "It's even better than where I'm from, because I'm a Wexford man." And he had the real Wexford accent. And I swear to God, the next sentences that came out of his fucking mouth, I said, "Where did you get that?" He says, "Well, the real Lunar comes off a freshly ploughed land in the middle of a wet day, and the sun glistens on the colour of the soil, and the Lunar shines off a freshly ploughed soil of a field in Wexford." And I go to him, "Jesus Christ almighty." It's almost like a glisten. You know the way oil, when it hits a puddle, you get that multicolour? And he goes, "The Lunar that comes off a freshly ploughed soil land."
It's almost erotic.
And I said to him, "You can take a photo with me. You can do anything you want with me." I said to him, "Come in here." I said, "The Lunar,
come into my room and help me choose me driving clothes.
Have some nuts with me."
And he's only a young gidger.
And what was he doing?
The colour of freshly... Oh, the turn. What do you call that when they turn the soil? It's that little
cloud.
Yeah, but that's
no. But there's a name for it. There's a name on the real turn. Farming people would know the name for it.
Well, tillage people would know.
Tillage
the name
people.
For
you're
it.
Right. Yes, yeah. That multicolored
tillage people.
The tillage people.
Irish gay band.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the tillage people.
That's right. That's a tribute act. The village people should be called the tillage people.
That's a fucking great
brilliant
idea.
Yeah.
Wait, I'll write that
yeah,
down.
Do it, Hector. You'll be the manager of a band.
That's an idea for a documentary.
The tillage people.
John is 28. He's gay and he's from Enniscorthy.
He's trying to form a band.
The tillage people.
But how did he go from... So the last time I met him, he was covered in mist.
Coming off the Aran Islands.
And he was and this soft kind of... a beard that is only finding its way in the world.
How did he go to this lad down in Wexford talking about Lunner coming off a freshly ploughed
field? Did you not ask him?
Is there two people? Are they two different people here? The Lunner.
And now he's working for Super Value in.
Well, this lad goes to him up to me and goes, I'm the Lunner.
Did you ask him, does he work in Super Value? Or is
he did.
Just
he
there?
Looked like well, there was only a Super Value lad. It's like a cult. You're not allowed in unless you're Super Value. So he goes, I'm the Lunner man. And I said, where did you get that word? He said, well, and then he goes, his friend was there and he goes, well, you know, the glistening off an Atlantic wave.
But have we said, two Lunners men?
There could be two Lunner men. But then he went, what about the glistening of a freshly ploughed field in Wexford on a sunny day when the moisture's coming through? And I went, oh my God, that's magnificent. Magnificent. There's magnificent people out there. We just got to embrace them.
And are you done with the corporate work now for the minute? Speaking of magnificent
he's
people.
He's obsessed with corporate the work, fuck? This man. He God, must be trying corporate curious. He must be wanting to get into this world.
The corporate world is an ongoing world. It's an ongoing world. Some corporates come, some corporates go. At the moment, it was busy. I'm quiet now. I'm just going back into I'm just going back into writing my book.
You're not in front of the fucking public accounts committee here. fucking shooing the hook gun. I'm only asking you questions.
Relax.
Yes, well, no, but you do ask a lot of corporate questions.
He's obsessed with Supervalue.
Corporate governments.
I ask all types of questions.
He's obsessed with Supervalue.
So are you? No, they come. Are you done? Are there
was only two there in the last 2 months. It was not as if it's every fucking
day,
Tomsa. Tomsa. It's a couple of years. That's all.
I have no problem talking to you about my work and what comes in for me.
Well,
but you
then,
never asked me.
Tell us something.
I want to know. You went in on a bike today.
Yes.
And you went upstairs in the King's Head and you're in Shows in Motion, it's called.
So I was talking to a comedian and it was kind of, I got a buzz out of it because he writes nothing. He said, comedy only happens when the people turn up.
Mm.
Stories I have and I think I don't, maybe it's funny. Is that funny? What about the time? And he has all these floating, but it doesn't happen until there's an audience. So he can't really prepare other than book the dates.
And is he a funny person in general?
He's very, very funny.
Like just.
But that's it. What it remind it. That's what I am trying to do is just. So today's show was a little bit aggressive. I'll say that. It
is
was
that
just a little
cycled?
Bit aggressive.
Is no. that because you cycled?
No, it's because I'm probably standing too far back from the microphone. And like if I have a pair of headphones and I'm talking like this and I'm telling you a story about a fella that I know that tried to break up with a woman in a park in Toronto.
And then I'll go, it's that type of...
That type of a story, you know. But if you're standing way back here and you're kind of going, this friend of mine was over in Toronto. So it's, you're accessing different parts of your imagination.
You're aggressive today. Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but that's what Billy Connolly does. Billy takes 5 cups of fucking strong coffee and walks out and stands well back from the mic and roars out. But anyway, so today's show was a touch aggressive. I tried it once or twice.
Didn't work.
Not really, no. But anyway, so that today was a bit too... There wasn't enough invention in it for me today.
And you're in a small room there now, so...
70 or 80 people.
Tommy, but that's the last 2 months of your life. You've been crafting this now. So where are we?
I've crafted nothing.
Where are we with the crafting of this? You're like a weaver, basket weaver. Where is the basket? Where's the basket of jokes?
I'm like a fella riding a mannequin pretending she's a real woman.
Awful.
Do you know what I mean?
Punishment.
It's just, it's all the bad plastic. There's no giving it. I'm
there's no enjoyment at the end of it.
No, but I mean, it's
probably one arm hanging off.
That's it, yeah.
knock her leg off mid sentence.
My fingers in one of the sockets up by her shoulder.
Are you halfway there?
No, I'm not halfway there.
Did you go down to Clonakilty?
10% of the way.
Did you go down the country to do this work in motion?
Next week. Next week I'm down there.
You're off to DeBarra's and everywhere.
Yes. And Connolly's of Lepp, DeBarra's and around the country.
And is it do you know your beginning? Do you know your middle?
No, I don't, Hector.
But do you feel like you need to have that, or are you happy not knowing?
But he's going to England, he better have it ready.
I don't have anything.
It's your fault, Ailsie. You can just go back to jokes he's told a few years ago.
I'm doing that already.
Tell me this. Are you 50% there?
No, about 10% there.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But maybe...
Are you panicking?
On the inside, there's a small man having a panic attack.
Do you ever think that you won't be as funny as you were on the last tour?
Oh, every day.
Because that's fucking pressure, is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Imagine somebody going, he was funnier last
tour. Oh, fuck me. That's me. Of course I am.
Or do you know, Tommy?
No, I don't know anything.
I think what you said there was comedy happens when people come into a room. That's an interesting thing. So you should trust yourself more on that.
And just wait till
it. So will life experiences
help you? Let energy hit the room.
Yeah. So it's nothing. It's like that great phrase, leap and the net will appear.
Yes.
Well, so, you know what I mean? Either that or you'll die.
Like I've been in and out of a sauna now.
Well, more about you. Okay.
I've been in and out of a sauna now.
Do you notice that, Louisa?
I'm trying to keep the conversation.
No, hang on. Do you notice that?
What?
Do you notice that?
He just moved to like, forget about that anyway. Sure, the best of luck.
We spent the first 20 minutes talking about him.
You're only at 10%.
I didn't. I spoke about my tyre.
No.
It's about my tyre.
First 20 minutes, all about Hector.
Well,
and then
sakes.
I get 2 minutes to talk about me work. And then he fucking, then he just takes it away. Anyway, I was in the shower.
No,
the sauna.
I started doing saunas and cold showers all the time now. Because
what?
You start leap and
you're much more interesting than I am. You know that.
No, he's got more life experience.
Let's go back in.
You,
what was the journey like? Are you thinking about your gig when you're on the bike? Is that clear?
You can't go back now.
Can't go back.
Okay, then I'm not telling you about saunas. No, and fuck you in cold showers. No, fuck you in cold showers. 3 years ago, you'd hop into a cold shower out the road and we'd have great crack.
Cold shower to heat.
I've been.
Do you have a sauna in your own house?
No, in the gym.
He goes with the lads. He goes with the lads in the gym.
They sit together in the gym.
I'm going to have a bath.
That's what you thought.
Because in the gym, I'm going to have a bath. I'm going to have a bath.
There was a man in this sauna today, and when I walked in, he got an awful fright because he was lying buck naked. And there was nobody else in there. And I'd say he had it for an hour. And then I come in, he goes, oh, Jesus Christ. And he sits up and really.
Was it a men's only?
It is a men's only sauna, yeah. And he covered himself up and goes, oh, you actor, oh, you gay. But he had to talk to me for the next 20 minutes in the sauna.
That's a long time to be staying in a sauna, 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, I was there 10 and then I go in and I do my cold shower. But what I do in the cold shower now has got to get me breathing going.
You're looking very healthy and very fit.
Oh, thank you. But I went back into the sauna. I am now big into hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. I'm doing it. I'm not afraid anymore.
You really changed.
Oh, stop.
How do you mean hot, cold?
On the bike.
What do you finish
I'll
up
on then? I'll
do
10 minutes sauna, into the cold shower. Minute in the cold shower, back out, 10 minutes sauna, into the cold shower.
You're getting ready for Mr. Universe. Like, what are you doing?
Do you do that every day?
I'm doing Mr. Navin over 55.
Mr. Navin over 55. The weightlifting
and now
competition.
And now contestant number 17 from Knockumber.
Navin man.
That's what you'd be called.
Navin man.
You'd be on one of
it's
those
a fucking
Euro
great
channels.
Idea. We look at this down here. The tillage men and Navin
the tillage
man.
People.
Mr. Navin, 2025. Yes, Navin.
But it is. It's had a big. Yeah.
It's what?
It's had a big effect on your skin.
Yes, Tom.
Your skin doesn't. Skin.
Yeah, but he's very youthful skin anyway.
Thank you, Loretta.
You just look.
I've just been using
all oil of Eula.
My missus got me into clinic 20 years ago. Used to go into Brown Thomas to all the girls. And then I'd get testers.
Do you use moisturiser?
I do use moisturiser, yeah.
What kind? Men moisturiser?
No, we would use a L'Oreal or a CeraVe. I was on the clinic there for a long time. But the CeraVe now.
L'Oreal. L'Oreal and Hardy.
It's from Lidl. It's a
I was in the L'Oreal there for a while.
L'Oreal and
CeraVe and.
So what are you using currently?
What I do is I shave regularly.
I can't even say regularly. How could you shave it? You can't even say it. Regularly. How often do you shave? Regularly.
Yeah, but regularly is more regular than regular.
Do you
three or four times a week.
Raheem Sterling, Gillette, the best of back again.
Regularly.
I shave regularly.
Raheem Sterling, the fucking Mr.
Hector pretends he's him in the ad.
I saw the little lad. Raheem Sterling, I shave regularly. The best a man can.
You don't settle for it.
Larita, I thank you for that. I have good skin. I say the Kyogan's always had good skin.
Do you put aftershave on afterwards on your face?
I would put a little aftershave, bam. And then I would stick a little bit of Tom Ford. I've been using Tom Ford for years.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Actually, there's nothing.
He's into Tom Ford now.
There's nothing better than fresh air, wind, and rain on your face.
Yeah,
gives you that outdoor ridey look. That's what I'm after.
The smell of somebody coming in off a bike.
I'm like the homeless George Clooney. That's the look I'm going for.
Right. Well, you're not far off nailing it.
Can the wind? Does the wind smell? You smell.
Imagine George Clooney's.
Oh, you do. Yeah, it depends on the wind. Well, like if you're going through a coaly area where there's coal fires on, your hair can smell a smoke.
But there is that smell of the countryside. You like a smell of fresh air, Tommy. That you smell of fresh air and rain.
Yeah.
And comedy.
But I'm just saying, all the work you're doing on yourself.
I'm not really doing much. I'm just.
Would you be tempted for fillers now and Botox and.
No, stop.
There was a fucking pause there.
There was a pause there. Would you get.
Seemingly, there's a doctor going round. Allegedly, there's a doctor going round.
Where? Going round where?
In a fancy car, round Galway. And he's called Dr. Filler. And he will arrive like a mobile doctor. In a car, and he has a Sherlock Holmes briefcase, and he'll open it up, click, click, and he'll
and
have all
the
accoutrements, and he'll do the
film. And what would you get?
I wouldn't do any. I like me laughter lines. I like to show that I've been laughing since I was a half a year old.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do any of that, no. I'm just enjoying training at the moment, but I'm doing my saunas now and my cold shower. It's good. Feel good. Head is good. Change me supplements as well. I'm taking zinc and magnesium. That's the key.
Who are you talking to that told you to take those?
I met a lad from Tara Mines.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I met a lad
in the gym.
I met a lad from Tara Mines who's been underground for 400 years. He's been a miner. He said, Hector, zinc and magnesium. Get them into your body. Zinc and
what's
magnesium.
What's it for?
It's just for if you want to feel that vitality. Just fucking. No, he wasn't in Tara Mines. Did you joke about zinc and magnesium because they're minerals? But zinc and magnesium is my
never
new
great when you
go-to.
Explain it.
Zinc and magnesium.
Right.
I've been on turmeric for about 3 years, but I've been on the fish oils for about 20 years, but now I'm in zinc.
And how do you know? I'm
the
amazed.
Boys in the gym, a lot of lads in the gym.
Do you take anything that the lads in the gym give you?
Yeah, if the boys in the gym jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge as well?
Sounds like my mother. Do you remember that? Your man said to you, would you jump in the river, but you jump in as well.
Seem to do a lot of things together, in the boys in the gym.
The boys in the gym.
The boys in the gym were a good bunch, and it's about sharing stuff. How do you feel better? What supplements are we taking? Do you need a multivitamin? What are you taking? What am I taking?
Why is there a dealer in the gym that's giving
out No, but there's plenty of health shops you can do. We all know about tablets you can take and vitamins. What vitamins are you on?
Not just multivitamins.
Exactly.
Sure, they're a waste of time. If you need vitamins, you need to get them inserted into your body, like an injection. Those other ones are no good.
Maybe. I think
injections.
I'm looking to feel that vitality.
But you have it.
I have it, but I want to increase the vitality.
And what where will it end? What do you want too much vitality for?
I just want to say that I'm not taking that vitamin anymore with me porridge or whatever in the morning. I'm taking two new vitamins, one called zinc and one is magnesium, which are good for men's bodies.
What do they do for you?
They give us stuff. I don't know. I haven't asked it. It's only in my body a week.
But you're very trusting.
Like, doesn't ask it.
Like a fella is saying to you, oh, you should be on the zinc.
I know he looks well. No, he feels well. And he's probably 53 years old. And he's in good shape. And he's in good nick. And he doesn't take steroids. And he's just, he eats well. He sleeps well. He drinks 5 gallons of water a day. And I'm saying, what else are you doing?
It's a water.
He's an elephant.
I'd be there with my 2 litre trying to go and get in the 2 litre, and then these guys arrive in with these 5 gallon drums and they're like, fuck, say, how much of that water are you drinking? Oh, I'll drink a
five gallon drum. You'd be, fuck me, you'd be flooded,
you'd be weeing every 5 minutes,
the water would be coming out of every crevice of your body.
So I'd be saying, what do you take? Oh yeah, zinc in my games. Oh yeah, I found the zinc really good, just good for just zest and tiredness.
Who you do know, you get your advice from, Tommy, when you're getting... What men do you talk to?
I don't really get...
You don't compare notes with men about anything?
You're on vitamins. You have a load of vitamins in there. You have a larder full of them.
Yeah, I do take the Revive Active.
Yes.
And the Revive...
You get a box of them in the
Mastermind.
Yes, we know Revive.
Mastermind.
Yeah. And I do find that made a difference to me.
You've only got 10% of your show done, so it's obviously not working that good. Mastermind.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Do you believe in this thing called brain fog? Or like that one for your mind? Is that just supposed to...
Fish oils.
Is it like, do you feel a clarity in your mind when you're working?
I feel that when I take the Mastermind, that it does... To me, it's always about being able to find words. So if I'm able to... If I'm talking like this now and I'm able to... If the words are in my mouth almost before I've thought of them, I know that my brain is firing on all synapses. If I'm looking for words and there's a bit of a gap between my mouth and my mind, I know I'm not really...
Yes.
Right now, I'm not really
sharp. Yeah.
Sharp, but I'm kind of a beat off.
Yes.
And I do find that the Mastermind, I think it does anyway, it just fires up all those synapses and makes me find the words. So I take one... 2 hours before a show, 2 hours before the chat show, 2 hours before stand-up. And I think it works.
Mm, interesting. I'd love to find out what exactly it is. And Tommy, and I'll talk to you on a later date about the zinc and magnesium.
Yeah.
It's for men who want to feel vitality.
Do you get like...
I don't know. You can Google it and you can read up all
these... Does it help with your manhood like...
I don't know.
That, Larita, back the fuck off.
No, we can only...
Back off.
Why can you not ask questions about that?
What do you want to know? I'll tell you the truth. What do you want to know?
I just asked. Does it help with that?
The manhood?
Does
it make you more...
Virile, is it?
Yeah, or do you feel more, like, passionate or...
It all depends on who we're looking at.
Mm. Oh, right.
Depends on depends on the time of the day.
Yes.
Also, the zinc and the magnesium have no control.
The afternoon stalk is very hard to find. It'll come...
Because it used to be morning time.
It was morning time.
And now afternoon.
Now it's like...
Before
the Today Show, home from the gym, that's when it happens.
Pops up at any given moment.
Because the gym... fires it.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, the gym, I find that.
I
find my testosterone rises when I come out of the gym.
I wonder, does it happen when you cycle?
Any physical exercise, you will find.
I'll be riding the bike and then...
He'll be overwhelmed on the bike.
Could you imagine if you speeded up Tommy coming out of town? And then he fires the bike at the door, runs in.
I'm home,
takes his clothes off. Fires the satchel.
You'll get...
I do feel a lot better. I feel like...
Well done.
I just feel a bit more lively.
Yes.
There's more of a glint in my eye.
Yeah, but you're free on the bike. You feel like a gossan and the fresh air is hitting.
Fresh air. Oxygen is vital. And the rain, the wet, drippy, rainy beard on me.
Yeah.
Oh, Larita.
I'm sensing that you're...
In love with myself?
Yeah. That's something that's changed in the last few weeks.
I can't wait till he holds up the traffic on the windy Barney roads.
Well, he did hold it up today.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. I love it.
I thought it was like roadworks.
Were you out? Do you come out a couple of
times? I tried to stay as close to the pavement as I can.
He doesn't nowhere near the pavement. He was at least 2 metres from the pavement.
Reminder.
He was way out. Like, he couldn't pass them out. Which is a safe way.
The arrogance of a 7 Series driver.
Which is a safe way.
Because they think they own the road.
Which is a safe way to cycle, I have to say. Yeah. Keep out from the pavement.
Not even paying road tax in this constituency. The big fucking yellow reg.
A foreign reg on it.
Foreign reg.
Foreign reg. Only down for the day.
That's
well, you know what, at least
all taxes going to the king. Fuck you. Fuck you driving our roads here in Connemara. Who do you think you are?
There should be a cycle lane out here.
There should be, yeah.
It's a lot safer. But yeah, I thought that it was a safe way to cycle today, because if you're too close to the pavement, you will be, you will tend to get clipped.
I tell you what I am getting on the bike.
Aggression?
No. I'm getting happy, smiley ladies waving at me.
Oh.
A lot more than I did in the car.
Oh.
I'm cycling through...
Oh, they're feeling sorry for you when you're all wet and in your little old man's clothes and stuff. That's what's wrong. That and the bicycle is killing me. I mean, he looks like a little manning that came out from the butt end of Connemara that's brought home his weekly shopping on the two sides of it. I mean, the only thing he didn't have was a couple of fire logs attached onto the basket on the back. Just a little, two little baggings shopping. Honestly, can you not do the groceries when you're doing it? That's why women are waving at you. They're thinking, ah, look at that poor creature on the bike and I'm getting all wet. That's what they're feeling.
Okay, and we'll, and now, you, and I just order, order! Speak, sir!
Oh, here he comes.
No, I want to know, who's the, is it the yummy mummies of Salt Hill giving you the little...
The smiley faces.
And?
Like women just rolling down their windows and waving at me.
No, that's nice.
Robbie's sticking their fingers out at him because he's been holding them up for fucking hours.
And what do you do? Do you give the...
Well, I can't...
He can't.
I can't take the hand off the bar, I'll fall.
Have you got a helmet?
No.
Oh.
You will never see me in a helmet. Never.
Oh my God, Tommy.
Never.
What happens if you fall off?
That's like saying... Look.
What?
How many people fall off their bicycles and hit their head?
I know somebody who actually fell off their bicycle and hit their head and died.
Are you spoiling every story that I'm telling?
Well, no, I'm just telling you that it's not safe to cycle without a helmet.
Let's think about this. Is there a really cool helmet you can get?
I bet you both vote Fine Gael. I bet you both fucking...
I bet you the fucking Fine Gael
put on your helmet. Don't forget your helmet.
No, come here. Is there a really cool helmet that you can get?
Fuck off, really cool helmet. Yeah,
yeah. Do you know what? The next thing he'd be wearing is the one for his moped.
Like trying to convince a child with fucking Batman stabilizers. They're really cool.
No high-vis jacket.
No helmet. Because I'm alive and I'm a man.
Because he cycles out in the middle of the road and you can't but see him, in fairness.
I've never fallen off my bike and hit my head.
Exactly.
Well, I hope that continues for you.
Any headphones on?
Not at all.
Oh, no, that's dangerous.
Yeah, you do have to listen to things.
Class.
I don't have a mirror on the bike either, so I don't know how many cars are behind me.
So if you're turning left, going to work at the moment and do the comedy and the King's Head and get your show together, will you come down here in the summer and turn right and then head for Connemara on the bike and do 25 miles? Do you think you could expand on your journey?
I'd have to somewhere, if I wanted a cup of coffee in Spittle.
Would you cycle out?
Oh, totally, yeah, yeah.
Or if you wanted a pint, you could cycle.
There you go. Because there's no law against drink riding.
No. Not in a non-motorised vehicle.
Drink riding.
Morning yeah. porter, dosing and drink riding.
Yeah, I do so that if I'm going
on,
to my local
pints,
pub.
Please, on the bike.
Can you be arrested for being drunk in charge of a vehicle?
No.
That's not a vehicle.
What is it?
It doesn't have a motor on it.
I bet you can be arrested for being drunk on a bicycle.
No, unless it's a motorised bicycle.
Really?
It's a bicycle. Have you ever been stopped?
My life is getting better every single day.
Yeah, you can cycle.
I can cycle to town, go for a pint, come back, throw the bike against the wall, hop in, have a snooze in the golf course.
You could.
Get the glad eye.
Yeah.
Onto the bike and home again.
No rules.
Wow. That's exciting.
I've never heard of anyone being stopped for drunk and disorderly on
get
a bike.
That.
I've heard of owl lads in villages in Leitrim and Kilty Clogher, and they've been steamed and they've been hopping on top of a high nelly. I know a fellow one time who woke up in the pavement holding onto his bicycle.
Did I tell you this?
Yes. Do you guess? Is it about you?
Oh, please, Tommy. So
okay, here
during,
we go.
During the pandemic,
this podcast should be renamed "Stories
Shut
About
Your Mouth." Shut your mouth. During the pandemic, she beans popped up everywhere. Do you know, in the early days of lockdown,
yes.
And there was one lad over the road, and he built a she bean out in the garage, and it was one of the first in Clare Galway. And he put in the bar, and he put in a Carlsberg tap, and a Smiddick's tap, and a Guinness tap, three kegs. And then he used to get the hurling and football plugged in, the senior football, like playing to Pier Stadium, Salt Hill versus some Clare Galway.
Because he couldn't go to
nobody at them, and it was Club GA, Clubber. So I got the phone call to go to the She Bean one day. I knew it was there, and then I got invited. There was only seven or eight lads there, and I got invited, and I said to Dipnan, drop me off here, please. I'm going over here to this house. He can't tell where it is because it's a She Bean. So I got dropped off at about 12 o'clock in the day. Clare Galway were playing about
someone else's
four
house.
Four into the garage. pints started flowing on an empty stomach. I started off on Carlsberg and then ended up on Guinness. But Fozzie came over on the bike because he said, I can have a sup full here and nobody will catch me on the bike because, you know, no drink driving. So didn't he park the bike outside the garage? And then at about 7 o'clock that evening, I'm out of my mind inside eating rancheros and the match is over and they're still lamping the pints in. So I'm on the phone to Dipna. Hello? She dropped me off. Now, don't get drunk or nothing. But 8 hours later, hello? You can't get me out of here, can you? I'm out of my mind.
I'm starving.
I need to get an Indian. I don't know where I am. Get me out of here. It's helicopters. Okay, I'll be over in 20 minutes. So as I was outside the house, I see Fozzie's bike and he's in there going, nobody will stop me. I come over on a bike. I can have as many. And he loves his stout. He's a lipping at me. Drink a gallon, no bother. And I said, I'm going to fuck him up. I took his bike. I said, I looked around and there was nobody looking. And I grabbed his bike and I went round the back of the garage and I threw it as high and as far into a briar hedge, about 15 foot up into a hedge. And I told nobody, right? And then I looked around like a complete dodge and I went back in. I'll have one more. I'll have one more before I go, lads. Hey, and Fozzie's in there. Fozzie, how you getting home? I have the bike, I'll be grand. About 12:30 that night, Fozzie comes out of the place, out of his mind, in a sheepin. And then they all came out and they all went, where's the fuck's your bike? And then it took them about 2 hours to find the bike and suddenly a lad said, I think it's above here. They had to get a ladder to climb into the hedge to take the bike down. I left it at that. 2 days later on the WhatsApp group, Gardaí are looking for this assailant because your man is closed circuit TV all over the house.
Crime call.
Well, it's the funniest. I look like the dodgiest. This is like a Nav and Scobie outside a chipper at 2 in the morning because I'm looking left and I'm looking right and there's a camera looking at me and I'm there like, just get me out of here, Dipper. And next way you see me getting the bike and next way you see me and then he cuts to another camera and he sees me and he made the video like Garden Patrol, like Crime Call.
And did a voice over.
Oh, it was fucking hilarious.
What did Fozzie say to you?
Oh man, he said, you fucking bastard. He said, we were looking for the bike for about an hour and a half. He cycled over.
That's the best job.
Oh,
bikes.
But like, there you go, bikes, yeah. Bikes.
Yeah,
but he could cycle because I've never heard of somebody being stopped on
no.
a bike having a few.
During
bikes.
The summer, you always I cycle. The
and you were right, actually. You were right.
Yeah, I told us that story before. I was wondering when you
did pop
I tell
on. You that story before?
During lockdown.
That's the fifth time I've heard it.
It took us through lockdown. Every 6 months.
Every fucking 6 months. He does the same.
I think he's written in the diary.
Do you know what I wrote down?
Tell that story again.
He's using the diary from the lockdown, from the notes. Oh, that's
oh,
a good
one. For sake, the 2 year old ago, this is 40 over.
We could have told the story.
That's it, just. And then Fozzie said, before you tell the story again.
Oh, I was going to say, and did you hide the bike on him, did you?
Well, actually, it's fair play to you for going with the crack. Yeah.
Unlike you when Tommy tells the story for the second time. Oh, that's it.
We'll all right.
Take
listen,
care.
All right. Good luck.
Glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.